beautiful Saturday morning. Boy, we watched the sunrise come up over the Capitol Mall this morning. We're out here broadcasting live in the shadows of the Capitol Museum here with Mrs. Kim Crawford, communications manager of the museum. You'll be opening the doors here at 10 o'clock for the public, free?
Yes, free of charge. Free parking, free admission to celebrate the Arizona's 104th birthday.
Where's the best place to park?
The best place to park is in Wesley Bowen Plaza. It is between Adams and Jefferson Street, between 19th and 15th Avenues.
Y'all have got a store inside for some great gifts.
We do have a store inside. Yes, we have 20% off all of our Arizona flag items today, and it's also available online at www.azcapitalgifts.com. So you can get it both in-store and online. We have some really great and unique gifts. Some of the stuff we have in the store is from artwork that we have here in the Capitol building. Jay Davis, Pageant of Arizona Progress being one of those examples. We have some gorgeous trays that have been made from that artwork, and we have state capitol seal items that you won't find anywhere else.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate it. That's going on today. We have a presentation at 10:30,
right? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's with we're going to be celebrating Chief Justice Scott Bales today, and for his support of the Arizona State Library Archives and Public Records, the Division of Secretary of State Michelle Reagan.
We're talking about all things Arizona and celebrating its 104th birthday here from the Capitol Mall with Mrs. Kim Crawford from the Arizona Capitol Museum, Don Ryden from Ryden Architecture, as well as Dr. Jack August from the State of Arizona and the Historical Society. You're so new to the job, we haven't got you a title yet.
Yeah, that's right. We'll make it up as we go along.
We'll make it up as we go. If I can excuse all the guests here just 1 minute, I need to take a call. Someone's very patiently called in, wanted to ask a roofing question of the Home Improvement Show, Rosie on the House. Let's bring, I think it's Tom, into the conversation. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Rosie.
Hey, man, thanks for being so patient as we're having fun here talking Arizona history.
Yeah, a long-time listener, first-time caller. So I have my 23-year-old roof that needs to be replaced. Unfortunately, this rain that we got in January just killed my roof.
Okay.
Some of the quotes are coming in saying that they're going to put the new peel-and-stick underlayment over the old underlayment.
Okay.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
And what is the existing roof right now, Tom?
It's a concrete tile.
Concrete tile. And
do the roofers... 30-pound paper.
And do all the roofers feel like the tile is salvageable? We're just going to lift it, put a new underlayment down, and reset it?
That's correct. Okay. Change out the battens and new flashing throughout and put the old tile down.
And the train's driving through the Capitol Mall building right now. It should miss us here, as best I can buy a few people. Tom, I tell you what, depending on what roofers you have asked out, the peel and stick could be a good option. I personally like to try and take a look at what that underlayment really is. If it's got any, if it's 30 years old and it's got any amount of delamination or crispiness to its edges, I can't see a reason why to leave it there. Let's get it back down to the decking. If the roof is 30 years old, let's do a visual inspection of the deck and make sure we don't have any decking material that needs attention. And then let's start fresh would be my opinion. Not having seen your roof, that's my opinion. Don, Architect Don?
I would tend to agree with you. Throwing good money on top of perhaps bad underlayment would be a bad thing. The first thing I would do is, if you can, go into your attic and inspect the decking
from the underside,
that will give you the first clue. So gently work your way into your investigation of the existing conditions.
Very good. Tom, we appreciate the call, and we really do appreciate you being patient as we talked our way through Arizona history around your roofing question. We're here celebrating the 104th birthday of Arizona, and we were in conversation. Romy has the idea that he wants to have listeners pay a premium to listen to all of our conversations off air, and this last break would have been a perfect one. We got into a conversation of how and where the original legislative sessions were held when Tucson was the capital.
Well, anyone that's been to Tucson, and particularly with its recent kind of urban revitalization in downtown, knows the Hotel Congress, and I'll let Don finish up with his, because he tells a story much better.
All the great backstories you never really hear in history class. Well, when the territorial legislature was meeting.
Oh, you know what? I talked roofing too long, Don. I talked roofing too long.
It's such a great story.
I know. So we're going to tease it for the start of the next hour. Y'all stay tuned.
The Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.